today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about the answer of this question. Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him?
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdillah.
And today is Thursday, 2nd of Muharram, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Tir, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of July, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Today we'll listen to Chapter Al-Fajr, verses 6 to 14.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad.
Have you not considered how your Lord dealt with Ad?
Irama dhatil 'imad.
With Iram, who had lofty pillars.
التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد.
The likes of whom had never been created in the land.
وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد.
And with Thamud, who carved out the rocks in the valley.
وفرعون ذي الأوتاد.
And with Pharaoh, owner of the stakes.
الذين طغوا في البلاد.
All of whom oppressed within the lands.
فأكثروا فيها الفساد.
And increased therein the corruption.
فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب.
So your Lord poured upon them a scourge of punishment.
Inna rabbaka labil mirsad.
Indeed, your Lord is in observation.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Ma lana rabbun siwa.
The Thamud were among the most ancient of people, and whose prophet and warner was Saleh, the prophet Saleh. They lived in a land between Medina and Damascus named Wadi al-Ghura, and had an advanced civilized life with comfortable houses and lofty buildings. Some have said that Thamud was the name of the father of the tribe, and so they took their name from him. Some have said that Thamud were the first people who carved the rocks and produced firm houses inside the mountains for themselves to live in.
On the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio.
People rise up and mourn. It is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah.
Why do we remember Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him? Generally speaking, according to some experts, most of the revolutions of the world have been inspired by the revolution of Imam al-Hussein and his friends in Karbala. An example of it is the liberation of the Indian subcontinent from the English colonial rule. Mahatma Gandhi is reported to have said, "I have learned from Hussein how to be oppressed yet victorious. I have brought nothing new to the Indian nation, only my understanding of the wisdom of the hero of Karbala. If India wants to be a successful nation, it should follow the footsteps of Hussein ibn Ali." A more important and concrete example is the glorious revolution of the Islamic Republic of Iran led by Imam Khomeini, who shook the stunned the world with his charismatic leadership. And yet a recent example is the resistance of Hezbollah in South Lebanon against Zionist aggression. The fully geared Zionist army, which was supported by the most modern weaponries, were miserably defeated by the power of the faith and devotion of Hezbollah men.
The Prophet has short memory. God says about him, سَنُقْرِئُكَ فَلَا تَنْسَى إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. We will make you rehearse and memorize that you would never forget anything. So he doesn't need to be reminded again and again and again. We need to be reminded again and again, again and again, but not the Prophet. But seven times Jibreel comes to the house of Salama. The Prophet is there resting. And he tells him, reminds him of the painful event of Ashura. Three times when the Prophet was in the house of Lady Aisha bint Abi Bakr, in the house of Zainab, his wife Zainab bint Jahsh, in the house of Imam Ali and Fatima, again, he was mentioning the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. In his mosque, with the companions inside the mosque, on the pulpit while he was giving a speech, under the pulpit while he was chatting with his companions and his community members, in the street, the Prophet walking in the street. This story is in Sahih al-Bukhari. Abu Huraira says, we are walking with the Prophet. He noticed Imam Hussein playing with the kids. So he started running after him and running and running until he caught him and he kissed him. And then he cried and he said, Husaynun minni wa ana min Husayn. Husayn is of me and I am of Husayn. Ahabba Allah man ahabba Husayna. May the Lord bestow his love, his mercy on those who love Husayn. He did that. In public, in the streets, more than 20 times the Prophet did this. The Prophet never did this with anyone else. He never cried for his daughter, for his son, for any of his wives, 50 years before their death. He never did that. This is unprecedented. This is something very new. This is something that happened only for Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein.
Lessons of Muharram.
Ya Hussein, Hussein, Hussein. Ya Hussein.
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and this is one lesson from Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Allegiance to Islam from a young age is that lesson. Whilst Ashura is remembered the most, Imam al-Hussein had always given allegiance to the religion of Islam from a young age. He supported the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny on the day of Mubahala, as well as being present in the incidents of Kisa. He and Imam al-Hassan, peace be upon them, at the age of 7 and 8 were also called the masters of the youth of paradise by Rasulullah Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his family. This shows us that there is no age limit on servitude to Allah and his messenger, peace be upon him and his family. And the last part of today's special concerns Ayatollah Khamenei's speech regarding the movement of Imam al-Hussein. On that day, the people who won in the spiritual fight between virtues and vices and managed to make the army of reason triumph over the army of ignorance were not but a small group. Nonetheless, their perseverance and endurance in resistance in that field of honor have caused thousands of people throughout history to learn a lesson and follow their example. If they did not triumph over their vices in their own self, the tree of virtue would have dried up in history. But they irrigated that tree, and you have seen many in your time that made their virtues win over their vices within themselves and made their worldly desires, surmounted by correct religious and rational sentiments inside and thinking.
When we look at the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, one of his greatest tests was that he had to be patient, was that he had to have forbearance when it came to the tragedy that happened to him after the Holy Prophet of Islam passed away. That they took him and they drug him, dragged him on the streets and tied his hands up, and that they martyred his dear wife, Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha. This was the test of Imam Ali. And this was the greatest test of Imam Ali. The test of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was Karbala. And this was an action that was not only limited to Imam Hussein. It is an action that the Holy Prophet of Islam prepared. Imam Ali prepared, Lady Fatima prepared, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, they all prepared. And that this is connected to Imam Mahdi. So this is a movement of all the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. When we think of Ashura, we should not only limit it to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Therefore, this is the bala and the calamity of Sayyid al-Shuhada of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And this is one of the best ways that Allah can show how one of his dear and sincere servants can sacrifice everything that he has for Allah and to show his purity and show his forbearance and show his angels. It's very interesting, when Adam was created, the angels were wondering, why have you created such a person that he's going to spill blood? They were complaining. But then when you look at Ziyarat Nahiyah, it says that the same angels, the angels were amazed by the patience of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein amazed the angels about how much patience can he have, how much can he sacrifice for Allah, and at the same time, deal with this bala, and also thank Allah for it, that Allah is giving him this test and raising his rank. So inshallah, this Muharram, we can understand that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the center of Ziyad Ashura, the center of Ashura is bala. And this was the great test of Imam Hussein, the great affliction of Imam Hussein. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahl bayti tayyibin tahirin.
Dear brothers and sisters, accept our condolences on the month of Muharram, the month in which Imam al-Hussein and his true followers were martyred. That was all for today's special, and fi amanillah.
Allahumma ij'al المحيا يا محيا
محيا
محمد وآل محمد ومماتي
ومماتي
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.